Now, how is this done? Well, imagine that you have some confidential text message in Clear. And so what we do, first of all, you have to transform this message into a binary number system. So imagine that the binary representation is this, what we see here, 1011 and so on. And so the idea is that when you have such a long message, when you transform it to binary form, the hashing or the integrity, or sometimes it's called message authentication code, or the hash, or sometimes called checksum. There are many ways, but a checksum is something that is used not in security, but it's easy to understand for those who've been studying mathematics and so on, and physics. And so when you create a hash, it's some kind of compression. You compress it from this long message to a message that is not very long. Maybe it could be 160 bits, for instance. Some systems compress any message to 160 bits. Now, why do we have to compress? Well, this is because imagine that if we find a compression, or if you get the integrity or a message authentication code that is as long as the original message. So which means if your message, we have a message that is 2 gigabytes, then when you get the message authentication code or the integrity, which is also 2 gigabytes, then you have to send on the internet 4 gigabytes. So this will be very expensive, and the quality of service, of course, becomes bad. So that's why in this case, for every message, it doesn't matter how long it is, it's supposed to be compressed or hashed to a certain string that is not so big, 160 bits or whatever be the system agree as the standard or the policy of this system. Now, there are different systems for providing this. You have message digest, you have secure hash algorithms, and different systems are out there.